your name?
I don't understand them.
Okay, we cannot understand you. Please repeat, sir.
253078.
Sir. Sir, can you state your whole name again?
It's Kendrick Thompson. 253078.
Okay, sir. Good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a ratification hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed under the warrant arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on April 18, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Thompson?
Yes, that's correct.
That form listed your hearing rights. What are those rights? Is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you or you're representing yourself today, sir.
Well, yeah, I represent myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You cannot, pardon me, you can't see us, but right now, if I'm not mistaken, we're authorized for a 3-member panel.
I'm going to be here for this
one. Oh, okay, pardon me. We're authorized for a 4-member panel in the room. Beginning at the far side of the bench is Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is Louis Guillenis. I'll be serving as the lead for your hearing. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Also present in the room is our committee corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and living representative of the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in, Mr. Thompson. So do you solemnly swear it's all the truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Thank you, Mr. Turner. Mr. Thompson, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision with phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Now keep in mind, there's a vote that passes from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, I understand.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways your company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of the duty officer, by failing to report to approved residents at TLC Halfway House located at 541 West Southern Avenue, Mesa, Arizona, on or about February 21st, 2017, as verbally directed and in writing on February 21st, 2017. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you're absconded from supervision. Mr. Thompson, is this true or false? Well, sir, you're mumbling right now, so is it true or false?
It's true
and
false.
Well, you have to pick one or the other, so which one?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, we're going to vote to pass from phase one to phase two, so don't be alarmed. This hearing is going to continue. But based on Mr. Thompson's admission, I move to find delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed in criminal ways or company. Seconded by Dr. Ryan Biedenbaum, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Thompson, we are going to continue the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Yes.
Thank you.
Put this security back on the phone? No.
Stay on the phone, you can listen to the background information, and then we're going to talk to you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, this information's going to come from the community corrections officer inside our hearing room, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Mr. Thompson was released from AEC custody on 2/21/2017 and arrested on 4/6/2018 by Glendale PD on the AEC warrant. No new charges. Yes, sir. Sorry about that. He was returned to ABC custody on 4/6/18 with an adjusted CSAD of 12/5/18 with 409 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015. Commitment B, marijuana violation, 2 years and 6 months. 2015 commitment C, resisting arrest, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2010, burglary, second degree, 3 years. This is Mr. Thompson's second term in AEDC. He has a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score is 2. Substance abuse score is 2. He is admitted to being a Westside City Crip CSC criminal street gang. Prior terms of supervision, 2012, TIS release, absconded, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate, with drugs noted. Other arrests. 2007 marijuana violation, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. There are other arrests, however, they were either dismissed or no charges were filed. With a GB score of G5-B6.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Thompson. We'll make a quick review of the case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from prison to pre-approved residence at TLC Halfway House located at 54 West Southern Avenue, Mesa, Arizona. You never reported to your approved residence, and you did not receive approval to change your residence to a different address. Now, according to the background information provided by a community corrections officer, you were missing from community supervision for 409 days. So what were you doing during that time, sir?
I'm going to go to the hospital.
officer. And what caused the Glendale Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested for your absconder warrant?
I was sleeping on the stairs. That's right.
I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Okay, I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Thompson, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you're allowed to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you would like to say?
Is there anything else you would like to say?
It's before we go into discussion to make a decision. I'll try to make it short and simple. When you appeared before this board, it was because you were on parole or community supervision. You went missing. You were declared an absconder. You were arrested on a warrant that was put out by the Department of Corrections for absconding, for missing from community supervision for 409 days. And you appeared before this board because this is not a court trial, this is a parole board, to determine whether or not we should return you to community supervision, return you to parole. Whether to return you to parole or whether or not you're going to complete the last months of your prison sentence inside the Department of Corrections. So that's the decision we need to make today. Okay, sir. The board will be going into discussion now. We're asking you to just stay on the telephone, and we'll come back to you shortly with that decision. Now, the board's going to have a discussion. It may sound like we're talking to you, but it is the board discussing the case amongst each other before we make our individual votes. So if you'll just hang on, we'll come back to you with that decision. Okay, sir?
Okay.
The board's now in discussion. For the board members, this is a very unfortunate case. Mr. Thompson was released from the Department of Corrections on community supervision, and it would seem that he went missing or absconded from his halfway house very early in the process and was missing for 409 days. Based on everything that you gathered this afternoon, in addition to a history of having absconded from supervision before, I am not finding him a suitable candidate for returning him to community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
Agree.
Okay, then I'm going to make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2017W0634, our discussion with Mr. Thompson, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke committee supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and Hadlocks was about to last with full working company. Inasmuch that he was missing from community supervision for 409 days and we could not account for his activity, then that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Mr. Thompson, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released. And listen to this date. You will be released on December 5th, 2018. That's less than 7 months away. When you are released, you'll be free and clear. You will not be on community supervision. You will not have a parole officer. And you'll be able to pursue your own interests. So we're going to encourage you in these last months to put together a plan for your return to the community.
This is why I have some days.
Okay, sir.
That's how it's basketball team.
Okay, okay. So we're going to bring this hearing to a close. We'd appreciate it if you get the phone back to your CO3. Thank you for appearing before this board, Mr. Thompson. Thank you.